The old man would have had to hear the boy say, "I'm going to kill you," while the train was roaring by the old man's window. No, it was not possible that he could have heard it.
Don't talk about matters a second! Nobody can be that accurate!
And I think a testimony that can put a boy in the chair should be that accurate. I don't think he could have heard it.
Why should he lie? What has he got to gain?
Attention, maybe. I looked at him for a very long time. It seemed that his jacket was split. I didn't notice that. I mean, to come into the court like that. He was a very old man with a torn jacket. He walked very slowly to the stand. He was dragging his left leg and tried to hide it because he was ashamed. This is a quiet, frightened, insignificant old man who's been nothing all his life, who's never had any recognition, whose name never has appeared in the newspapers. Nobody knows him 75 years. Gentlemen, that's a very sad thing. A man like that needs to be recognized, to be listened to be quoted just once. Very important to him.
Are you trying to tell us that he lied just so he could be important once?
No, he wouldn't really lie. But perhaps he made himself believe he heard those words and recognized the boy's voice.
That's the most fantastic story I ever heard. How can you make up a thing like that? What do you know about it?
I speak from experience.
What?
I've done it myself.